Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for October 7th, 2014. And welcome to episode number 195. I'm your host, Dr. Brian D. Parsons. This week's Paranormal News is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. Visit ICHSworld.org for more details. In cryptid news, cryptozoology is attempting to embrace science. The International Cryptozoology Museum is announcing a new scientific journal, the International Cryptozoology Museum Journal. That's what it's called. This journal will pick up where other attempts at creating a place for true science to emerge in this field left off or failed miserably. Lauren Coleman, who leads the International Cryptozoology Museum, will oversee the journal and has already created high standards for those who wish to put papers into it. This is an exciting step for cryptozoology and will hopefully drive a wedge between researchers and those who just want their 15 minutes of fame.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900.
In UFO news, Discovery News has decided to make the obvious more obvious. SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, uses various radio telescopes from around the world to scan the sky for radio signals. Discovery has released a story that lists many of the limitations that makes this effort futile at best. The biggest issue is the distance problem. The galaxy Earth is tumbling around in is 100,000 light-years across, and with the radio signals moving at a paltry 186,000 miles per second, the distance would be useless if a civilization sent it out thousands of years ago, and then we attempted to send one back. There is also the point that an advanced civilization may have little or no use for radio waves and may use other forms of data transmission that we have yet to discover. Then there was the old, you have to be in the right place at the right time issue. If that part of the sky is not being scanned when a signal comes in, we'll never know. That being said, SETI has only covered a percentage of the sky and only scans part of the sky at any given time. I would compare it to knowing it's going to rain one day in the year and you have to catch one raindrop, one specific raindrop. But you don't know when it's going to rain and you can only go outside once for 5 seconds all year to collect rain. And you have no windows or radar to tell you when the rain is falling. And once you open the door, that's it. You've got 5 seconds. Sounds bleak? Well, I think Stanton Friedman said it best about SETI when he said the S-E-T-I in SETI stood for silly effort to investigate.
That's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
And MUFON has released a story that's getting some mild buzz. A pair of witnesses in Arizona recounted a story from 2012 where they saw a square-shaped object, thought to be a trailer home, located within a fenced-in piece of property. The odd thing was that they knew there was not a trailer or home on the property the day prior, and there was seemingly no way this object could have been put on the property without removing part of the fence. They described the object as having a door and window on each side and had lights on inside, although it did not appear anyone was moving inside of the object. Then, the next day, they noticed the object had completely disappeared without a trace. And instead of asking questions, we can now assume that it was merely a UFO that was in disguise of a mobile home trailer. Huh. Well, that certainly puts a new spin on things. And it goes news. Scientists at the University of Southampton in the United Kingdom has spent 4 years conducting the largest study of near-death and out-of-body studies and have now announced some interesting findings. More than 2,000 people were studied in the UK, United States, and Australia, and about 40% of these patients reported a similar state of awareness after their bodies were clinically dead. Scientists know that the brain typically shuts down around 20 to 30 seconds after the heart stops beating, but in these studies, the brain was aware for around 3 minutes after the death of the body. And in other news, separate reports of dead Ebola patients coming back to life has stirred up talk about zombies. Since vampires became love-struck teeny bopper figures, people have fallen in love with zombies, as it provides some mystery and mayhem. Yet the two reported stories of separate women becoming reanimated seem to be based more in folklore than reality. However, a recent video shows an ABC correspondent reporting about a crowd that was angry that a fellow community member was unable to get treatment, but upon him being reported dead, a burial crew showed up within the hour. As the burial crew attempted to remove the body, they noticed a man's frail arm moving slightly. Did he come back to life? Probably not. And it's not likely that he survived very long, and even more doubtful that he came back to life in the first place. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. Later on in October, we have the PNW Paranormal Picnic, October 17th in Port Orchard, Washington. And as mentioned earlier, the DiscoverCon Stark that was supposed to take place October 17th and 18th in Canton, Ohio, has been canceled. Again, the DiscoverCon Stark has been canceled. The Port Gamble Ghost Conference takes place October 24th and 25th in Port Gamble, Washington. And on October 27th, Dr. Brian D. Parsons, the Insider, that's me, will be at the Westerville Public Library in Westerville, Ohio. And I'll be celebrating my 6th consecutive year at the library. Last year was standing room only, folks, so I suggest you go to the Westerville Public Library website and register as soon as possible. And next month we have the Ohio Paranormal Gathering, November 15th in Akron, Ohio. And December we have the Paranormal at Sea 2014 on December 7th. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com.